So, hi, I'm Versha. I'm a teacher of the Alexander Technique.
Tell me what the Alexander Technique is.
The Alexander Technique is the study of thinking in relation with movement.
Thinking in relation to movement.
Mm-hmm.
Go on, give me the Wikipedia entry.
The Wikipedia entry would be, everybody needs to move. We are made to move. So why not have a look at your ideas about how you are made and how you use yourself and your faculties?
So, forgive me if this sounds like a chat-up line, but how do you move?
That is a chat-up. That's a good chat-up line. How do I move? Better and better as I understand the ideas that drive my movement. And the Alexander Technique is just a way of exploring each individual's ideas as they go about whatever it is that's got their interest, or, you know, simple day-to-day things as well, like walking. If we knew a bit more about how we're thinking about it and how we're made, it could be a whole lot easier, it could be a whole lot more fun, and a lot of things could be more successful because we understand more.
I once found myself on the south side of Penang Island in a retreat with no electricity, and there was an aged German hippie who was teaching Kundalini yoga. And one of the practices, sometimes after 4:30 a.m. in the morning, was to go for a walk barefoot in the jungle and amongst all those stingy, bitey, creepy, crawly, poisonous things, and be mindful of the way you walked, starting with your heel as you place that on the ground and then rolling your foot around to take the weight onto your toes. Mm-hmm. Now, I was probably more mindful of most because of the fact I was bitten a couple of years before on the toe doing the same thing in Africa, but just barefoot, not meditating. Uh-huh. Is being mindful of those kind of movements in a meditationary sense in any way connected to the Alexander Technique?
It is connected, but in a complementary way rather than being the same thing. So being mindful of how you're using yourself and choosing specific protocols within a meditation context is one discipline. Being mindful of how you're looking after yourself, how you're made, the choices you are making as you go into each next moment, that's another thing, and that's more akin to what Alexander's work was about.
Who was Alexander?
Alexander was a recitationist. He started out in Australia. He had a passion for Shakespeare. And he was initially just rocketing in his career on the stage performing Shakespeare. But he had a voice problem, a throat problem, that the doctors couldn't help him with. And he diligently followed their advice, but was disappointed time and time again. And there's a very famous performance where he'd been assured by his doctors that for 2 weeks, if he didn't use his voice, he'd be able to take this engagement, which was very important to him, and he'd be able to make his performance. And he did follow the advice, didn't use his voice hardly at all for 2 weeks. His voice was back at the beginning of the performance, but halfway through he couldn't finish. So he had a conversation with his doctor and deduced for himself that it must have been something he was doing in the act of reciting that was the cause of his troubles. And the doctor said to him, yes, that makes sense. Well, I don't quote there, but the doctor agreed. It was something Alexander was doing to himself. Now, the doctor couldn't help him find out what that was. So Alexander embarked on a very close, careful, meticulous study of his own choices and his own actions. And he was really very scientific, you could say, in how he set his experiments up, and quite remarkable in how he handled all the setbacks. So the story goes on for years and years of Alexander helping himself by working through his choices. And there came a time where he'd helped himself, solved his own problems, and doctors were sending people to him. And then there came a time when he was teaching other people to teach the way he was teaching. And a good many years on, over 100 years on, there are teachers all over the world now bringing Alexander's work to the people they meet.
Are you one of those people?
I am indeed. I operate from Milton Keynes. I also go to join the teacher training course as a teacher in Bristol. There are different schools of Alexander, different traditions, you could say. So I come from the Nebraska tradition. My trainer is a chap called Donald Weed, and he created the interactive teaching method for teaching the Alexander technique. There are other traditions.
Do you have a website?
I do. I can't offer it to you immediately, but when it's up, it will be www.alexandertechniqueclasses.com.
Thank you very much. I'm going to go and find out more.
Oh, I'm glad.